Good morning. Welcome to the Beacon. Saturday morning, Saturday before Thanksgiving. How you doing? Are you excited?
I am excited.
You
can you tell?
Yeah, I can. You're like giddy like a little school child.
Yeah, I love it. The holidays make dealing with winter so much easier.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does. And then you can hit January and February and you're like, wah, wah. Then it all just sort of goes downhill from there. But from now through the end of the year, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Do you have any big Thanksgiving plans?
No, just small plans.
That works.
Normal thing, just visiting family, maybe having a little bit of a meal, and lots of football. How about
I
you?
Hope you're having a meal. I mean, that's kind of a point, right?
Yeah.
And the football, of course. We'd be remiss to forget the football. I am actually heading to Indiana to visit a girlfriend of mine and spend Thanksgiving with her family because I don't have my kids this Thanksgiving. And holidays always get a little like, Debbie Downer if I don't have my kids. So I try to stay busy. And and my girlfriend, who I haven't seen in quite a long time, over a year actually, she doesn't live in the area anymore, but her mom still lives in Indiana. So she's coming home for Thanksgiving and invited little old me to join.
Well, that's nice. Is that in Hammond?
Nice. No, it's actually like deep in Evansville.
Oh.
So, I mean, we're not even talking like Northwest right over the border. It's I'm getting up at 6 a.m. and making the drive. And
well, don't be surprised if they ask you to a basketball game while you're there.
I know. God, they're crazy. Yeah, Indiana.
In Evansville.
Those Hoosiers are nutso.
Well, particularly in Evansville. But
really? Is that near Bloomington?
I have no idea.
Okay. I'm not familiar with the Indiana geography.
No, I'm not either. All I know is Hammond, and that's close to where I live.
But, right.
Other cities, but... yeah, basketball's big there.
Yeah, huge. I have friends who live in Munster. They're both IU alum. And, I don't know. I think it's a Big Ten thing. And I grew up in California where we didn't have a whole lot of, like college sports we were not super fanatical about. And then I moved out here and I was like, holy smokes. Like, people just go crazy for their college sports.
I don't know. You're from Northern California, so... Don't you have
like Cal Bears and Stanford. I mean, there's those rivalries, but it's not like infectious throughout the state like it is in the Midwest. And that could be because California is just a massive state and, you know, there's so much going on. But, you know, here, like, everybody in Indiana is like Hoosier crazy. And everybody in Michigan State is either Michigan State crazy or your University of Michigan. I mean, it's like people just love their college sports out here.
Mm-hmm.
But more power to them. I mean, something fun to get involved in, so.
Yeah, this is a perfect time of year for it because they have a lot of tournaments over Thanksgiving and Christmas for basketball. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I've never been much of a basketball fan. I really like football. I like pro football. So that's fun for me.
You do? You must be the only one these days.
I know. Well, it's I used to really like it. I was a huge Raiders fan. That was like my jam was the Raiders. The combination of them just being a lousy team now and living 2,000 miles away, like, it was very difficult to maintain my fandom living here.
Well, they're not so lousy anymore, but they're having a bad season this year. But last year, they went deep into the playoffs until their quarterback got hurt.
They did. But that was like the first season in 14 years that they were on the map at all.
Yeah.
And then they fell off again this year. So,
and you're still sick.
Dude, it's been like 4 weeks, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I was listening last week to our show, and I was like, gosh, I'm still so stuffy. And I wake up every morning optimistic because I actually feel good when I wake up. And then I get a couple hours into the day and it's like, nope, just kidding.
I think a doctor's visit is in order.
I know. I'm just, yes. Yes, you're right. You're right.
Yes.
You're right.
Of course.
I did try the oregano oil that you recommended. You know what?
Let's keep trying it.
I know. And I didn't continue because it tastes awful. It tastes like drinking liquid Vicks. Like if you took the chest rub and drank it.
You have to dilute it with water.
I do, but it still tastes like it. So, but I did absolutely 100% notice a difference when I took it. Like it just cleans everything. I mean, it just opens everything up. So I think I just need to take it more consistently. Mm-hmm. I took it for like 2 days and I was like, I feel pretty good. I don't need to take it anymore. And then it didn't last.
No, so. you know, you have to do it consecutively for a while.
Yeah, no, it was good. Good.
Okay.
So should we move on with things?
Yeah, let's get into it because, you know, this is the weekend before Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. And so that's a whole big weekend because you have the big meal on Thursday. And then while you're in a food stupor, then the shopping opportunities start. You've got
Black Friday. Black Friday. I haven't even thought about Black Friday.
And of course, everyone listening, we would like to insert ourselves into your weekend by making Saturday a Listen to the Beacon Saturday.
See? I like your point. I like where you're going with that.
And then it's Cyber Monday. Mm-hmm. And then Giving Tuesday.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we talked about this, how you give after you've already spent all your money.
Well, hopefully you won't do that.
Right. It's just set up that way.
You'll have some money left over to contribute. And the Lighthouse is asking that you, on November 28th, share the vision. Support the Chicago Lighthouse's hashtag Giving Tuesday challenge.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Mm-hmm. I like it. Hashtag Giving Tuesday.
Yes. And Sandy sat down with a member of our team, Heidi Ashwell, Director of Operations at the Chicago Lighthouse Industries, to describe what that challenge is all about and how you can be a part of it as a listener. And hopefully it'll be successful. It was last year. It's to support, obviously, the Lighthouse's endowment and to have sufficient funds to help provide jobs for people who are blind and visually impaired. But she'll tell you all about that when that's coming up.
Is that today?
That's today.
She's going to talk about it today? Awesome.
Yes.
Love it.
And then folks can have an opportunity to hear about some of the programs that you don't normally hear about that the Lighthouse has. Because I think last week you talked about the veteran call line, and you didn't know that existed. And so there's just tons of things the Lighthouse does. So we're going to start talking about it over the next couple of weeks.
We need to start unwrapping all that the Lighthouse has to offer. And certainly I think the mission here is to provide resources for people who are blind and visually impaired. But underneath that umbrella, there's all kinds of little, you know, departments and programs and lots going on here at the Lighthouse that is certainly worth unwrapping.
Yes. And Luke's Laboratory is back. And then, of course, your segment.
My segment. I've come up with, I'm playing with a couple of names. One of them is Lainey's Light Up Your Life segment.
Oh.
Might be a little presumptuous, but I don't know. We'll see. The other one is our Just Love segment, because every story that I do is about somebody who lives their life loving others and doing things out of that love. So I'll be doing my new segment.
All right. Well, let's get her going.
Hi, everyone. This is Alex Trebek, the host of Jeopardy. If your question is, how can someone who is blind enjoy the latest magazine writing and not have to pay a penny? Then the answer is Choice Magazine Listening. Every other month, we'll send you hours of stimulating, unabridged articles, short stories, and poetry from writers such as Russell Baker, Derek Walcott, Joyce Carol Oates, Bill Moyers, and Margaret Atwood. These free special speed cassettes are sent to anyone unable to read because of physical limitations. If you're interested, write today to Listening, Box 10, Port Washington, New York, 11050. We'll also tell you how to get the necessary free Library of Congress talking book player. So write Listening, Box 10, Port Washington, New York, 11050. Or call 516-883-8280. That's 516-883-8280. Thank you.
Well, today is the Saturday before Thanksgiving, and I'm sure that a lot of you are getting your last-minute grocery shopping in and arranging, organizing your household for all the guests you'll have, and even preparing to shop on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. But for those of you that might not be aware, we also have what's called Giving Tuesday, and that is following Giving Tuesday is following Black Friday and Cyber Monday in the United States. And, you know, Giving Tuesday is actually, as the name says, a day of giving. Whether that be fundraising, volunteering, it's celebrated throughout the world. And for the third consecutive year now, the Lighthouse is holding its Giving Tuesday campaign. This year's theme is Support a Job, Share the Vision. Basically, this year's campaign will help us enable other people who are blind or visually impaired to find a job in the future. And specifically through our industries program here at the Chicago Lighthouse. To talk more about that today, here is Heidi Ashwell, Director of Operations at Chicago Lighthouse Industries. Heidi, thanks for joining us bright and early today on Saturday.
Thank you so much, Sandy.
Well, give us a little bit of background on yourself, Heidi.
Well, like you said, my name is Heidi Ashwell. I'm the Director of Operations here at Chicago Lighthouse Industries. I have a background in engineering and quality assurance and have been with the Lighthouse for almost 2 years now.
Two whole years. Yeah, I remember when you first came in, and it sure doesn't seem like 2 years.
No, it really doesn't. But it also doesn't compare to some of our staff that have been here for our longest staff. Member has been here for 47 years.
Wow. And, you know, that's a good point because I know we're here talking about industries, and I know that some of your staff members have been there ever since industries.
Ever since the beginning.
Got started. Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about what industries is for those that might not know?
Sure. So Chicago Lighthouse Industries started about 2 years ago. We broke off as a sister agency to the Chicago Lighthouse. And we are one of the nonprofits affiliated with the National Industries for the Blind. Mm-hmm. And part of the requirement is that 75% of our direct labor is blind labor.
Sure.
And so for industries right now, we are employing 85% blind labor in our manufacturing plant here, which is absolutely wonderful. Some of the things that we create or we assemble are clocks. We also do ergonomic products such as footrest and monitor stands. We assemble calendars and planners as well as thermometers.
Oh, wow.
So kind of a wide assortment of products.
Yeah, I know that personally when I was growing up, I only knew about clocks, but, you know, it sounds like you guys have, you know, branched out to different areas.
Yeah, and we kind of need to. You know, you can't put all of your eggs in one basket, right? You need to make sure that you just are involved in different products that will allow you to, you know, if something happens and no one needs a actual wall clock anymore, you know, we have other products that we can rely on to ensure that we are still hiring staff and are still able to provide jobs for our staff.
Oh, absolutely. And I know this is a very special year. It's the 40th anniversary.
Yes.
Now.
So exciting. So we actually hit two major milestones this year. So it's our 40th year of clock making.
Uh-huh.
So we started manufacturing clocks in 1977.
Wow. I wasn't even born back then.
No, actually, I wasn't either. 3 years before my time. Not that I'm dating myself or anything here. But we also hit last week, our 6 millionth clock being manufactured, being assembled here at the Chicago Lighthouse.
Wow, 6 million. Huh?
6 million, yeah. So our clocks can be seen in 1977 was when we started making clocks, and this was under a federal contract. And so our clocks can now be seen in, you know, federal agencies, embassy offices, government buildings, really throughout the world. But we are also selling our clocks commercially now as well.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's wonderful. And now, as I mentioned earlier, this year's Lighthouse Giving Tuesday campaign, it'll help support and provide jobs for people who are blind or visually impaired in the future. Now, why is it important to provide jobs for people who are blind or visually impaired?
Well, unfortunately, the statistic is that 70% of individuals who are blind or visually impaired are unable to find work.
Mm.
And this number is not because people that are blind or visually impaired don't want to work or are lacking any skills. Just in general, you know, a lot of companies believe that if someone is blind or visually impaired, they are for some reason incapable of doing jobs that other people could, or, mm-hmm. you know, they think it might be too much additional equipment or too much, you know, there could be many reasons why, you know, someone may feel that way. But it's It's completely not true, as we know from working here at the Lighthouse. Absolutely. And all of the blind and visually impaired workers that are here. And so, you know, for us, jobs are so important because we look at every individual and do everything we can to keep them working, finding their strengths and really running with that. And so these jobs ultimately provide independence for each of these individuals.
Yeah, and, you know, for people that might not be aware, the clocks and the other products made by Lighthouse Industries, they are entirely made by people who are blind or visually impaired. Is that correct?
Well, as I was mentioning, 85% of our staff, mm-hmm. our direct labor, is blind or visually impaired. Mm-hmm. So right now, we actually only have one person that is fully sighted out, sure. on our plant, in our plant doing work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wow, that's wonderful.
Yes.
And, you know, I know that you mentioned that, having a job provides independence to someone who is blind or visually impaired. And here at the Lighthouse, part of our mission is to change the lives of people with disabilities, veterans, or vision loss. How does having a job change the lives?
Now, I myself am not blind or visually impaired. Mm-hmm. However, I've been fortunate throughout my life. I feel it's mm-hmm. important for all of us to really appreciate what we do have,
sure.
you know, no matter what situation we're in. And I feel like all of our workers here also really appreciate what they have, being able to have a job and really being able to support their families. And it just makes it a very heartfelt place to work here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think in general, for any of our employees that can have a job, who've been able to work here, it's really just changed their lives completely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, not only does it provide that independence, but also, and this is from someone who is also totally blind, as you know, it gives us that sense of confidence and fulfillment. Mm-hmm. And like you said, being able to support our own families. And one of the quotes in the videos that we've shown on Facebook with, I believe it was with Nick Siabolis. The first quote that he said was, "I love my job."
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that is very compelling. You know, that just shows that not only do we want a job, you know, to make money or to be like everyone else, but also because we enjoy working.
Yeah, and I think, you know, our staff that we have here are just amazing, and everyone helps mm-hmm. each other out.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's some of the camaraderie, is that the right word?
Camaraderie.
Camaraderie, there we go. is, you know, everyone has something, you know, in common, whether that's being visually impaired or whether that's being blind. And so people understand where each other are coming from in that way. And so I think that brings everyone together as well. But, you know, everyone works hard, and, you know, we're trying every day to make the industry's program as best as we possibly can. And I'm really proud of everybody that's out there.
Absolutely. Now, going back to the Giving Tuesday, what would be your message for donors?
Well, first of all, anyone that has already donated, of course, thank you very much. There's so many wonderful programs here, of course, one of them being the industry's program. So jobs here really mean that the products we're making are assembled in America, which mm-hmm. is something that we're very proud of. So not only that, we're employing people with disabilities. We're paying them above minimum wage with benefits. Mm-hmm. And I'm so proud to work here and work with each and every one of our employees. Our friends and donors can help us on Giving Tuesday so that we can continue to keep jobs in the USA, especially for those people that are blind and visually impaired.
Very important. Definitely. And, you know, we've talked a lot about the clocks and everything, but where can people get the clocks?
Well, right now they're in three different locations.
Uh-huh.
First of all, they are in three local Target stores. This is, and I'm going to forget the names of them, Elston, Division, and Wheaton stores.
Uh-huh.
Presently, they can be purchased there. We are also on Amazon, and that is amazon.com/Chicago Lighthouse Industries.
Uh-huh.
We are also selling our clocks within our store here at the Lighthouse.
Okay.
So that's our Tools for Living store. We're working on getting our e-commerce site up and running. That's not quite ready yet, but hopefully, you know, end of this month, right in the beginning of December, we'll have that going, and then, you know, we can forward people to that website as well.
And just on time for the holidays.
Just
right?
in time for the holidays. That's the goal.
Exactly. So, and since this campaign, you know, Giving Tuesday will support our endowment campaign, how do you envision industries in the future? Or what do you envision for industries?
Well, as you know, we do a lot of different products just by those that I kind of that I mentioned initially beyond just our clocks. And so we're constantly looking for additional projects to get into or different product lines. And so there are many things going through development right now. Uh-huh. And really, I envision us getting much bigger than we are right now, going beyond the second floor of, you know, the 1850 building and being able to go into a new manufacturing facility. Just getting, you know, that much bigger that we can hire additional staff and really just sell many, many new products.
Very important, definitely. Well, and for everyone that is interested in donating to Giving Tuesday, you know, this year is very special for us because we received a challenge from our donors, Lighthouse board member Larry Broutman and his wife, Suzanne, as well as from longtime donors, Fred and Sarah. They pledged $75,000. So every dollar up to $75,000 will be matched. So in other words, if someone donates $25, it'll automatically become $50. So
that is so amazing.
Isn't it, Heidi? Double the impact.
So amazing.
And, you know, for anyone that would like to donate, there are three ways. You can donate online. Visit our homepage, chicagolighthouse.org. There you can find the Giving Tuesday link and click on that. You can also call our good friend, Dave DeBoer. His number is 312-997-3668, and you can also mail your donation to the Chicago Lighthouse, Attention Giving Tuesday. The address here is 1850 West Roosevelt Road, Chicago, Illinois. The zip code is 60608. Heidi, is there anything that I missed or do you'd like to add?
The only thing I would just add is thank you very much for listening and happy holidays to everyone. I can't believe it's that time of year already.
This year flew by. It really did.
It really did.
You know, we're already about to, Thanksgiving is right around the corner and then it'll be Christmas and New Year and we'll be on to 2018.
I know, happening so quick. But yes, thank you very much for listening, and we appreciate everyone's support.
Great. Well, thank you, everyone. Again, this was Heidi Eshwell, Director of Operations at Chicago Lighthouse Industries, sharing information about our upcoming Giving Tuesday campaign. And everyone, thanks for listening. This is the Lighthouse Beacon. We'll be right back.
Nine major television networks are making some primetime and children's programs more accessible to persons with impaired eyesight. For about 4 hours a week, the networks will be providing video description, an audible narration of a program's key visual elements inserted in natural pauses of the dialogue. The description may be accessed by a television's secondary audio feature, which might be labeled SAP or Spanish, since the feature is sometimes used for a language translation. To learn about described programs shown in your area, contact your cable or satellite television provider or your local ABC, CBS, Fox, or NBC station. To learn about your equipment's secondary audio feature, contact the vendor or manufacturer. The Federal Communication Commission's information on video description is available at www.fcc.gov or by calling 1-888-225-5322.
Welcome, everybody, to the Lighthouse Beacon. My name is Brett Shishkoff, and I have Erica Foster here from Lifeline Theater. How are you doing today?
I am doing very well. Thank you so much.
And you actually are here to talk about the accessible programming that you actually have at your theater. Would you like to kind of give a little brief introduction of who you are and kind of just go into a little bit of the programming that you guys have to offer?
Sure. So I've been with Lifeline since 2001. I started out as a stage manager, became the operations director in 2006. And then in 2014, so just a few years ago, we launched an accessibility plan to really improve and increase our services for people with disabilities. So I created and added on my additional title of accessibility coordinator here at the theater. So I'm really the person to anyone can call, email directly, communicate with any questions or any accommodations that they might need, just so we can make sure that everyone has a very positive experience when you come see our play. And so what we've done is we've really increased our offerings for all people with disabilities. And for our patrons who are blind or low vision, we offer an audio describe show. That also includes a pre-show touch tour, and some of our lead creators are involved. So we usually have the director or the adapter of the production. Sometimes we get both when we're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And they really talk about the visual inspirations that they had when they decided to create the play. And our audio describer will share details about the scenery and all the scenic elements and prop elements and any other vocab that he or she might be using as they describe during the production that might be unique to the theater or unique to that production, just so everyone is on the same page before they launch into description. And our cast visits as well, and they'll come out and describe themselves and the characters they're playing. We often have a cast of, say, six people playing 20 different roles, so they'll include bits of dialogue from the show so that everyone can hear the different dialects or different voices they're using.
Mm-hmm.
And they also describe their costumes. And then we have a chance for our audience to actually get up on the stage and explore the set up close and really feel all those props and costumes and things like that. And then we also, for our patrons who are deaf or hard of hearing, we offer open captioning for all of our productions. And so we do it in what we call the DIY method.
Mm-hmm.
We create the captions totally in-house. We use a PowerPoint slideshow. We display it on a flat-screen TV that's mounted right onto our stage wall. And our space, Lifeline Theater itself, is pretty tiny. We only have 95 seats. So there really isn't a bad seat in the house. And for open captioning, you can really sit almost in any seat of the house and be able to use the captions with no problem. Some of the much larger houses, I know you have to sit in very specific seats to see everything, but you can really see it all from wherever you sit in our house. And then for our families who have an individual on the autism spectrum or with a sensory processing disorder or any sensory sensitivities, we do offer a dedicated show in our kids series programming that is an autism sensory friendly show.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a few modifications in our lobby. We create a quiet area. So if anyone needs to take a break during the show, they kind of have a designated quiet space to be in. We leave our house lights up during the show in case people do need to come in and out more frequently. It just makes it a little easier. And we bring the sound down in the theater, the sound cue levels down, and just really, you know, create an atmosphere where the families can enjoy the show in whatever way that means for them. If they use an iPad or technology to communicate, you know, we don't make people turn those off at the beginning of the show and all of that sort of thing. And then, of course, we have a ramp for access indoor space and accessible seating for anyone with a mobility disability or if they have difficult time with stairs. And we do have a couple of dedicated parking spots that are accessible that are right next to our theater, because other than that, it's the good Chicago street parking, mainly.
Okay.
So, yeah, those are all of our accessible services that we have built up over the last 3 years, which we're really proud of.
Then if people wanted to find all this information out, where could they go to be able to check out all the information that Lifeline has to offer?
Sure. So you could visit our website. We are lifelinetheater.com. We spell theater with an R-E at the end. You can always call our box office, which is 773-761-4477. Or you can always email me directly with any questions you may have or if you need anything. And I am at access@lifelinetheater.com, again, with an R-E at the end.
Awesome. That sounds really, really great. I do appreciate you coming on the show today. and giving us all that awesome information. And I will probably be out there very, very soon to check out probably a children's show and one of the adult geared towards the adult shows.
Awesome.
So thank you very much, Erica, for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate an opportunity to tell more people about Lifeline Theater.
And my name is Brett Shishkoff, and you guys will hear more about my experiences at the different theaters, as well as my experience at Lifeline on one of the next shows coming up. And we will be right back with more Lighthouse Beacon right after this.
Please support the Chicago Lighthouse's Giving Tuesday campaign this holiday season. On November 28th, be sure to visit chicagolighthouse.org/giving-tuesday or call area code 312-997-3668 and make a contribution to support jobs for people who are blind and visually impaired. Your gifts support the Lighthouse's endowment and ensures we will have sufficient funds to help provide jobs for people who are blind and visually impaired for the long term. Many thanks in advance for your generosity.
Welcome, everybody, to the Lighthouse Beacon. I am Brett Shishkoff.
And I am Sandy Murillo. How are you, Brett?
I am doing extremely well, getting geared up for Thanksgiving. We have a short week coming up ahead for us here.
And I've been waiting for this short week since last Monday, Brett.
Yeah.
You can believe that.
I believe it. I think Brian and I actually talked about it about a month ago or a month and a half ago when we had Labor Day was our last day off here at the Lighthouse. Mm-hmm. And so it ends up that from that day, he's like, we don't have another day off until Thanksgiving. And so I said, yeah, man, that seems like a long time. And poof, it's here. Yep. And
finally, because that's what I kept thinking all these weeks. I'm like, I was doing the math in my head, and I'm like, Thanksgiving is the next time I'll get some, you know,
time like to yourself said, during
long
the week.
Weekend. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So,
speaking of Thanksgiving, do you have like a favorite food, or what do you enjoy doing on Thanksgiving?
Well, of course, eating all the wonderful food, spending time with family.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to say, honestly, Brett, I am not much of a turkey person. I'll have like a small piece or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm more of the trimming type of person, like the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, the corn,
mm-hmm.
the pumpkin pie. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, the holidays in general, Brett, like, I absolutely love the holidays. I think that, if anything, as they say, it's the most wonderful time of the year, and I love this time of year. How about you?
I enjoy it quite a bit. Also, I didn't enjoy it very well when I actually worked in retail. It was something that was, you know, you'd have Thanksgiving, and you knew you had to wake up early the next day, and you had to deal with the, you know, the people coming in, and some of them were a bit too enthusiastic. I thought to be up that early, trying to come in and grab their iPods and other electronic devices for their kids. And so now, me being able to have the nice long weekend off, I enjoy it thoroughly of having the nice 4-day weekend. So I look forward to hanging out with the family as well. And I'm a big football guy, so I watch the both of the games that are during the day. The night game, I don't normally pay too much attention to, but I'm a Cowboys fan, so it ends up that I always am enthused about there being a Cowboys game for me to watch, and hopefully they'll be able to pull out a victory this week. We'll see what happens, but my brother and my dad, we all sit down and watch the game, and we'll enjoy some pregame snacks and before we start actually eating all the other big meal stuff.
That's what I was going to ask. Are you having dinner at your family's house, or where are you?
Yeah, we're going to be at my parents' house.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to be out there. My niece and nephew and brother and sister-in-law are going to come and join us. And so it should be mainly us. And then a lot of the times the in-laws, they'll join us as well. So my sister-in-law, her mom, will join us, and then their uncle as well.
Nice, yeah.
So, yeah, it's a nice little dinner and lots of laughs and just lots of hugs as well, which is always good. Keeps you warm on cold days like we've been having this week.
Yeah, yeah. No, with me, I will be having dinner at one of my aunt's house on my dad's side. So a lot of our cousins, a few of our aunts and uncles, you know, we all get together and have dinner. And like you said, a lot of laughing, a lot of talking. So, yeah, good times.
Speaking of lots of laughing and talking, we do have a program here at the Lighthouse that every time I walk past the room with seniors in it, they actually are always chuckling and having a good time. And so we actually have Lorraine O'Donnell here, who actually spoke with Brian about our seniors program. And so they do a very good job in keeping them very entertained, and they have a nice wide variety of things that they do throughout the week and months throughout the year. Why don't we take a listen to what Brian and Lorraine had to say.
Recently, researchers at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine conducted a study that found, in part, that older individuals that maintain close friendships could help improve their cognitive skills. One way to initiate and maintain friendships are through fellowship at senior programs. And the Chicago Lighthouse offers excellent programs for older folks. Joining me now, Lorraine O'Donnell, Director, Seniors Program at the Chicago Lighthouse's main building in 1850 Roosevelt Road. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Now, right away, I want to ask, how do the seniors benefit in the seniors program here at the Lighthouse?
Really, we offer a lot of different programs that really can reach out to a variety of seniors. Mm-hmm. The nice thing is as they come, they get to meet others that are experiencing similar symptoms that they've been through with their vision impairment. But they also find friends. They have something in common. It gets them out of the house. We hold exercise classes to get them building their strength, and support group, which is also a nice opportunity for them to share what they're going through and hear others. And what I've seen in the support group is there's some that have gone through that and actually help the ones that are currently going through it,
mm-hmm.
and vice versa. So they find a connection with a person, and it, you know, draws them back. It gives them a sense of community here.
So for folks who'd like to be a part of the program, is it necessary that they have a visual impairment? How exactly would they qualify?
To qualify, 55 or better, and vision impaired, blind, veteran, and basically it's a complimentary program. A newsletter goes out once a month sharing all the programs happening that month. At the end of the newsletter, it has a nice list that puts it out by date, gives the title and the time that we host the program.
Mm-hmm.
They can come to all of them. They can come to some of them. Whatever they're interested, they're welcome to join us.
And you have programs on a daily basis?
Almost daily, yeah. At this point, we have definitely grown to the point where almost every day is full.
Okay. So how do they sign up? Just by calling you or by email?
Yeah, they can call me at 312-997-3677. 70 or Megan Frankenbach, who is a part-time helper with the seniors, and she's part-time human resources as well. So you could call either of us or email.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned exercising and other things. What other type of events do you put on for the seniors?
We have coffee club. That's a big one. And actually, talking about events, tomorrow we are holding our monthly luncheon. So we celebrate, it's typically the last Friday of the month, but with the holidays, we pushed it up so we didn't miss it. We celebrate everybody that was born in that month, and we serve a wonderful lunch, yummy dessert, and we typically show a movie afterwards, an audio descriptive movie.
Is there a waiting list for people to get into the program?
No, not at all.
New members
are always welcome. They just have to get in touch with me or Megan. I can talk with them, explain the program. There's a quick form that I fill out with them with their information, and then they get put on our mailing list, and they'll start getting the newsletters every month.
What else would you say about seniors that you think is important?
I think it's important to get out of the house. I think the first thing, the hardest part is to get here, mm-hmm. especially because if they don't know anybody here, it can be intimidating or taking paratransit. But I think once they get here, they realize how encouraging it can be and energizing to meet new people, to have a sense of safety, and to maybe try a program they've never thought they would try. If they're retired and haven't really focused on learning new things, we offer a variety of things that could maybe, you know, give them a chance to try something new.
A volunteer that we have here, Bob Williams, he comes frequently and he's always talking about things going on in the seniors department. And he loves the exercising. And he says something about you taking tapes home that he can practice with. And
yeah, so we have found exercise is a huge hit. I mean, mm-hmm. it makes sense. We all want to stay healthy. And as we age, arthritis, osteoarthritis, I mean, focusing on keeping yourself healthy is of interest to the seniors. So we keep adding exercise classes. And what we thought about, one of the programs we are running right now called Fit and Strong, it's an exercise class focusing on osteoarthritis. And the members that were taking those classes really enjoyed it so much that not only did they buy their own equipment so that they could do it at home after class ended, we made a recording. So we taped a full class and we put it on a CD so that they can take it home and pretend like they're in that group class again, because it's motivating, because everyone's counting, you know, the reps together. And in, if you're at home, you don't have the motivation to do it.
Oh, how well I know.
Yeah, it's easy if you're sitting on the couch to stay on the couch.
Right.
But if you, you know, what the recommendations I was, you're used to doing it on Monday and Wednesday. Why don't you set your alarm so that Monday at 10:45 you pop in that recording and start moving, you know, because then they get put on a routine. And once they get started, they love it.
They love it. And they get to be healthy. And now your program takes place at the main office at 1850 West Roosevelt Road.
Correct.
But there is at Chicago Lighthouse North and Glenview a seniors program. And we'll hopefully be able to speak with Melissa Wittenberg, who's a senior director there. And that's at 222 Waukegan Road. So they also have programs ongoing as well. But we'll leave it right there for now. And thanks very much for coming in and talking about the seniors.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I really enjoy working with the seniors, and the more that come, the better.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is The Beacon, a service of the Chicago Lighthouse.
Please support the Chicago Lighthouse's Giving Tuesday campaign this holiday season. On November 28th, be sure to visit chicagolighthouse.org/giving-tuesday or call area code 312-997-3668 and make a contribution to support jobs for people who are blind and visually impaired. Your gifts support the Lighthouse's endowment and ensures we will have sufficient funds to help provide jobs for people who are blind and visually impaired for the long term. Many thanks in advance for your generosity.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Well, welcome back, folks, to The Beacon here on this weekend before the day that we just pile all kinds of food on our plate and stuff ourselves.
Ooh, it's so good. Mm-hmm. I love it so much. Where I'm going, my girlfriend was like, there will be no vegan food for you, so you need to basically cook your own Thanksgiving dinner and then bring it.
Wow.
I know.
My gosh.
So,
talking about hospitality.
Right? I'm like, you couldn't even like throw a dish together? Okay, I'll do so. I mean, I don't like to put anybody out. Like,
what
I realize.
What are you going
to make? I don't know. I mean, there's so many vegan recipes out there. So I'll find something and I'll, you know what? I get to cook exactly what I want to cook. So it'll be nice. I mean, you can do like, you know, mashed potatoes and stuffing and all of the all the basic Thanksgiving staples, you can veganize. People just don't realize it. They think it's some like big abstract, you have to go to like some hidden underground club and use a password to get in to get your vegan ingredients. Like, it's not exactly the way that it works, but
it's not a big mystery, folks. It's
not a big mystery.
relatively simple.
Yeah, yeah. But so I know how I'm spending my Wednesday night. I'll be cooking my own Thanksgiving dinner and then packaging it up so I can bring it to Indiana the next day.
And have it with your friends.
Exactly.
But what is a mystery, this new segment?
My Lainey's Light Up Your Life segment. I light up your life. See, I could even sing the theme song.
Yes,
I think it's falling into place, friends.
I don't know about that, but... lots of alliteration there. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So today I'm going to be telling you a nice little story about how an 8-year-old helps buy a new wheelchair for his best friend when their insurance doesn't come through. And I love this. Like, when my daughter was 8, she's almost 12 now. When she was 8, she would never think about, hey, I'm going to figure out how to raise money for my friend who needs something. Like, I love my daughter, and now she's very compassionate and empathetic at, you know, almost 12 years of age. But I hear about these stories of kids that they're, like, tiny, and all they want to do is help other people. And I'm just always so blown away by it. So we've got our little friend Camden Houshon and Paul Burnett have been friends since kindergarten. And Paul is in a wheelchair. Camden is in a wheelchair from birth. He had a massive tumor on his spine, and so they had to remove it when he was born, and that left him a paraplegic. So these two have been friends since kindergarten. And Camden, his wheelchair can't get through his house. So it's very big and very bulky, and there's not enough room through the doors, and it can't get into the bathroom. So Camden's mom, when he has to go to the bathroom, has to carry him into the bathroom, which is obviously a strain on her. And, you know, as a young man who's growing up, is not going to want his mom watching him, you know, go pee-pee anymore. So little Paul noticed that his buddy was struggling with this, and unfortunately, Camden doesn't qualify for a new wheelchair for another couple of years. So what does Paul do? Well, Camden tested a new wheelchair, like a lighter, smaller, more compact wheelchair model, and it was like a beautiful fit for him. And so Paul had learned about GoFundMe from watching YouTube videos. And when he heard that his buddy needed a new wheelchair and that insurance wasn't going to cover it, he started a GoFundMe page for his little buddy. And in just a matter of weeks, it's raised over $5,000, which is, I think their goal was about $3,000. And so they raised, you know, $5,500 as of this point, as of the printing of the story. And they're going to be able to get their new wheelchair. So, you know what? Leave it to a couple of sweet 8-year-old kids to bring a little bit of happiness and joy into the world.
That's a good story. It deserves an awe, but
there you go. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. I feel like I'm kind of like patting my own back here. But I didn't, I just conveyed the story to you. I didn't do anything about it.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that you're right. A lot of young people do get involved, but everybody has to do that in their own time and space when they develop to the point where they feel that they can help other people.
Absolutely. Yeah. And fortunately for these guys, I mean, they are clearly going to be besties for life. So.
And he's got enough money for two chairs.
I know, right? Could have a backup. That's a good point.
Right.
Awesome. Well, hopefully they'll renovate the home a little bit and widen those doorways so that, you know, this poor kid, because he's going to get bigger, obviously, and at some point we'll probably need a bigger chair again. So, you know, maybe they can use the extra funds for that. So.
Okay.
Anyway, there you go. Lainey's Light Up Your Life.
We have all things adaptive technology, and that's Mr. Luke Shriven in the laboratory. Well, good morning, Luke. How are you doing this fine Saturday morning?
Brian, I woke up and my furnace was broken this morning.
Uh-oh.
It was very sad indeed.
that is
I have a flashing light. I don't know what it means. And the thermostat keeps turning on and off. So, yes, it was a little bit cold, unfortunately.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll have some warm information.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
All right. So, in today's exciting episode, I wanted to talk about holiday gifts, because the holidays are coming up rapidly.
How apropos.
I know. And so we have a lot of exciting initiatives that we're doing this year, and I wanted to tell people a little bit about them. So first of all, come December the 1st, when you log on to our store at lighthousetoolsforliving.com, you will see a big holiday banner And if you click on that banner, it's going to take you to the holiday section of our website. And there you're going to find a number of different items which we have chosen, which we think would be nice gift ideas for people, or even nice to buy for yourself over the holidays. And so we have a lot of lower cost items, and we have a lot of higher cost items and mid cost items. So there's something for everybody there. I'm going to talk about some of the things which we're doing, which I'm not sure if we've done before. So little ideas for people. So first of all, this year we are going to be offering gift certificates, and those can be used for people to purchase products from our store, but they can also be used for training. And so if, for example, if somebody that you know is going to be getting an iPad or an iPhone for Christmas, and they might need some training on the accessibility features, on how to use it as a person with a visual impairment, well, we have staff who specialize in that and who are experts, and so you could purchase them a gift certificate, and they could use that toward training with us. So we think that could be a really nice idea. Otherwise, you can use those gift certificates toward purchasing anything in the store as well. So that's one one little idea for you. Another thing that we're going to have going on is some sales. So we're going to have reduced prices on some handheld electronic magnifiers, on some desktop electronic magnifiers, and maybe even on some devices which read aloud as well. So I'm still finalizing exactly what products we're going to have a sale on, but there will be some nice discounts, and I'm going to make sure that all the products that we choose are good quality products. So so there's another idea, get those deals while they're hot. And I should say it's going to run through December 31st, so December 1st to December 31st. We also have a number of $99 devices at the moment. Those are used or ex-demo devices. I think they're all handheld electronic magnifiers at the moment. You can come into our store and try them out. We have a little shelving unit where they're being displayed, and hopefully we'll get those online as well. But if you're looking for, you know, an item which is a little bit cheaper but still works perfectly well and could be very useful, then that could be something to consider. And finally, we're going to be putting some packages together. So we've got a few ideas we're knocking around. An example is a writing package, which might contain something like a bold line note paper, a couple of the nice thick lined pens that we have, some writing guides that you can put over a sheet of paper to help keep you on the lines, and various little bits like that. So we're going to have a few different packages that we're going to put together for, you know, for people to buy as gifts. So so yeah, that's some of the exciting things. Again, people can visit lighthousetoolsforliving.com, and come December 1st, there will be a big banner, and they can click on that banner, and it will take them to where all of these things are.
All right. Now, as far as the gift certificates are concerned, will there be various denominations?
Actually, well, that's a very good question. Currently, you can actually choose whatever amounts you like. So you can, when you go through the store, you can just purchase at whatever amount you like, and then the person can use that. We are thinking about putting some training certificates together with specific amounts attached to them. So again, we're still working on the details of that, but yes, all will become clear, you know, come December 1st.
So you have time to iron everything out.
There you go.
And I'm assuming that this sale is also ongoing at the Lighthouse North location.
That is correct, yep. So any of the products which are on sale, you can get at our downtown location, you can get at our Chicago Lighthouse North location, 222 Waukegan Road, or you can purchase them online. So plenty of different ways to buy.
All right. Well, that's exciting. Mm-hmm. So we'll look out for that December 1st. Now, you know, I'm really surprised. I've been waiting all week to find out who is
Customer of the Week!
Oh, yeah.
I tried to add a little bit of a variation in tone there.
Yes, I see. You must have been taking voice lessons.
All right, so this week we have an interesting one. The people I'm going to talk about aren't actually visually impaired themselves. However, they were purchasing a device for somebody with a visual impairment. So, I had a gentleman called Mike and a lady called Sally come to visit me, and they are volunteers at a non-profit which is called Virtue Inc. It's V-R-I-R-T-U Inc. So it's like the word virtue but without the E at the end. And their stated mission is to work to empower children and young adults to achieve long-term success. And they have a website, and it's very interesting. If you want to get involved with them, you can log onto their website and take a look. But They had come because they'd been working with a girl called Isabel Cristina. I think she's 12, and she is in Honduras, and she is living, I believe, in a convent, or in some way she's been looked after by nuns along with some other children. But she's going through school at the moment, and she was having trouble. She is visually impaired, and she was having trouble reading some of the texts, some of which are in Spanish, some of which are in English. And so Mike and Sally were looking for a solution, and they had heard about the ORCAM device, which I believe has been talked about on this show before, and so they came to take a look at that, and it's a little camera that connects to a pair of glasses and can take a picture of any printed text and read it aloud to you. And they saw it and they loved it, and so they have actually purchased that device for Isabel Cristina, and I trained them on it, and they're going to fly to Honduras, and they're going to present it to her and train her on how to use it. So I thought that was a really nice story, very positive vibes for the holiday.
Yes, indeed it is. Mm-hmm. So this is what the Virtue Inc. does is...
Yeah, so according to their website, they are there to empower children, and it's through various different initiatives, including education and other things like that. So, yes, that's the kind of thing that they do, and I would encourage people to go and have a look at their website.
Well, that is a great story. Mm-hmm. Glad that we were able to bring it to you here on Luke's Laboratory. And we'll have to leave it right there, but we will be back again next week with more great information about adaptive technology and the Tools for Living store. Thank you, Luke.
Thank you, Brian.
This is The Beacon.
Well, that's it. We're closing out November already. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I can smell the turkey now.
Can you?
Yes.
Wow. Thank you very much to our friends Brett and Sandy for all the wonderful wisdom and insight they provide our show every week. Thank you, too, to Dr. Janet Slick, who just continues to love us and support us and keeps us on the air all this time. So happy Thanksgiving to all of you. I hope you have a lovely, safe, and happy holiday. Eat lots of delicious food, and we will see you next week.